live from New York City.
Good morning, everybody.
She can hear us.
So tell us, what are you looking forward to this season?
How about a lot of you coming in? It's a wild party where you are.
That's what we hear. We hear that Simon has actually said that this had some of the worst singers that he's ever heard. What did you think of the singers in Seattle?
Well, I have to agree with Simon.
Oh, no.
Holla.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. And it was brilliant.
Okay, that's interesting.
Are going to love that. You're going to love, you're going to see what we're talking about.
Okay, you know what? This show has turned into a flat-out star maker, 7 or 8 of last season's alums, pulling record deals. How do you think Idol has changed the face of pop music?
Well, let's put you this way. When the show started, the record industry said, this show is going to ruin the music industry. And the record industry was already kind of upside down. But now, we are legitimate, and we're churning out mega, mega stars. And it's a show that actually you see great things happen to these kids, and I love it. And I think that it's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, and speaking of great things happening to people, an old buddy of yours, William Hung, he's coming on our show tomorrow morning.
And you're kidding!
Yeah, he is. He'll be here tomorrow, and he seems like a really nice guy. When he auditioned for you, did you have any idea that he was going to become such a cult star?
You know what? I thought that this kid is going to, if anything, prove that he has so much, and a tremendous amount of heart, and he's got drive, and he's a smart kid, and boy, did we see how smart he actually really is.
Okay, Paula, I have to go back to something you just said. I have to ask you. Simon Lithgow said the singers in Seattle were crazies, drinking too much coffee. Simon Cowell said these were the worst, miserable singers he's ever seen. Why do you think we're so bad here? That's not true.
You know what? Listen, any publicity is good publicity. You got to learn to eat it up and embrace it and say, Seattle had the best delusional people. I'm going to tell you something. There are some excellent contestants that came out of Seattle as well.
Okay, that's good. That's fair. Thank you very much.
And you're also, welcome.
one other thing we want to ask you really quickly. Today, the website IMDb is reporting that you've signed to star in and produce a live-action movie based on the popular Bratz line. Is that right?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm producing my first feature film alongside Avi Arad with Marvel Comics and Crystal Sky Productions and Isaac Larian, who has the property of the Bratz dolls. And it's going to be no animation. I'm helping cast 4 girls that are going to play the roles of these characters. And I get to play a role in it. I'm going to be choreographing it and helping design the look and the wardrobe and the accessories. So it's a big fun job for me.
All right.
Yay.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Wonderful. Paula Abdul, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You've got it. Thank you.